From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 4th, 2013. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension Statewide Cotton Specialist, College Station, to sum up the status of the crop.
Well, Robert, the last few days I've been in the Upper Gulf Coast region, and the guys down there are running pretty fast and furious right now, trying to get their cotton crop out of the field. They had kind of started a couple weeks ago in that Upper Gulf Coast region, had a rain shower, delayed them a little while, and now they're back in there and running hard and heavy in that El Campo region, Wharton County, Colorado County. I think Matagorda is, for the most part, done down there, and it's progressing up into the Blacklands. A lot of defoliant has gone on in the past 7 to 10 days in the Blacklands, and will continue for the next week or 2 weeks maybe. So there'll be a lot of cotton coming out of these fields in a fairly condensed period compared to most years, where everything literally from the Upper Gulf Coast all the way to Dallas is going to be in a similar time frame as far as harvesting.
Now, I gather that the South Plains is still probably about cut out.
Yeah, they passed their probably last effective bloom date about 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, they're progressing, and they've caught more heat units here recently to mature a crop that had kind of been behind. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for the rolling plains. The bad part is that we haven't caught much more precipitation either. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, the crop in the rolling plains, you know, has been looking pretty good. I think they're dry land. They're wishing they had a little more moisture.
There was some question the dry land was even going to make a crop a month ago.
Yeah, and in the high plains, most of the dry land crop doesn't exist.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.